Hello, everyone. You're here with Lord Dyell and Shelley Seitz.
Oh, listen to this.
Thousands of people clapping.
They're clapping. Okay, I got you. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was an applause. Isn't there an applause button there? I thought there was.
No.
Okay.
There's no applause button. But we are applauding for each and every one of you that have joined us tonight. And this support group was created just for you. You don't believe it, but it's true. Shelly and me were talking, and Shelly, you know, had this idea. And I said, hey, it sounds great. Let's go for it. And Shelly, explain why you wanted to have a support group.
Well, Lord Dyell, I'm so glad you asked. Until the 28th, my elderly mother was living with us the 28th of February. Listen to me, the 28th of, what is it, September, August.
August.
Yeah, my mother was living with us. And she had many, many, many ailments and diseases and everything else. And she was literally, she was terminal when she came here 2 years ago. And then on the 28th of August, she passed. But during that time, I thought, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have, I'm not alone. I always felt like nobody can appreciate the fact that I'm alone here doing this. And then I thought, no, I'm not the only one that's doing this, that's taking care of someone who has an illness or has a need that they need to be cared for 24/7 or at least watched or something like that, that they need that kind of assistance. And so the family pitches in. And so that's how we came up with the support group. And so we're here for you so that any situation that you have that is causing you stress, you're pulling your hair out by the roots, and you think that you're the lost stranger, you're the forgotten soul, you're not. We are here for you, and we are here the second Tuesday of every month, same time, same place, and you can call us at 646-378-0386 and tell us what's going on, and that's what we're here for, is to help and support and offer some suggestions, or if you need just a shoulder to cry on, we're here, and everyone in our listening audience is. But when you call in, be sure and hit 1 as that lady is talking and telling you, welcome to a Vlog Talk Radio. Hit the 1, and then you'll go into the queue so that we know that you want to talk online. So, but that's how we came into it, because before that, Lord Dyell and I were doing on the first Tuesday of every month, she and I are on Blog Talk, same place, same phone number, and we do readings for people because both of us are professional psychic readers and mediums. And so we do that the first Tuesday of every month. And so this one is for people who would just like to have meet new friends who are in the same boat they are. So that's how that all happened.
And that's the second Tuesday of every month. But
right.
In October, we won't be doing it. It's going to skip over to November.
Okay.
We have some family needs that have to be met.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yep.
Shelley, I do know that you you know you have my support and understanding, and your mother crossing over. And I'm here for you. I know what it's like to lose a mother. It took me quite a while to accept the fact that she's still here with me. She's in my heart. And she finally came to me one day in a dream and told me that. She says,
well,
as long as I carry her in my heart, she'd always be there for me and with
good
me.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's it's our memory of those who've crossed over that keeps them alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's our memories. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, normally people who've crossed over will come on their birthday and the anniversary of their death, and whenever someone is, whenever the family gets together and all that energy is there and you're sharing, you're reminiscing about other holidays or other family gatherings, when the person who's gone was there. And so all of a sudden you feel that energy, or you'll smell a scent, cologne or perfume or body lotion or something that, or even cigarette smoke, that will remind you of that person. And so
they're
always there.
I know my mother comes a lot to meet people, family members, when they cross over. My mother's always coming back, and when she comes back, I was like, oh, somebody's
right.
about to die, huh? And then she comes over and, you know, says
yep.
hi to me before she goes to meet them. So,
yep.
But the support group is not just for people on their deathbed. It's also if you're taking care of a child. A lot of children, if they're born with some kind of ailment or disease, because I've noticed lately that a lot of children are getting cancer. And
mm-hmm.
to me, a child that is sick, it's worse than having an adult, you know, because it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. It's like,
that's right.
Why? Because children should be happy, enjoying life, and not suffering the way a lot of children are suffering now. I mean, an
that's
awful
right.
lot. They show them on TV, and I'm like, what is going on, you know?
Yeah,
is
know.
It in the air, the water, the food, you know, what? You know, because it's just way too many children born with these diseases that there was a time you didn't get it until you were over 50 or 60, you know. Now you got 2, 3, 4 year olds. I'm like, come on. So it doesn't have an age when we say support group.
You right.
know, it could be a cousin. It could be just a friend that you're very close to, anybody. Some people have animals that are their family. So it's absolutely any living energy. I think
that's
that covers
right.
just about everything.
That's
any
living energy that's in distress, and we are taking care of them and giving them quality of life. And that's what it's really all about, is quality of life. Even if the person you're trying to help is fighting you tooth and nail.
mm-hmm.
And you find that all too often with elderly parents, especially. They're, you know, they're in denial. They're fine. Everything's fine, and they can do for themselves when, in actuality, they can't even open a bottle of water, or open a can, or get a cup out of the cupboard, or do their laundry, and that kind of reality puts people into they get very angry, and they definitely are frustrated because it's not the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was an avid seamstress, and she quilted, and she had many, many skills that was required. Dexterity and agility, physical agility, and there at the end, there just wasn't any.
Mm.
It just wasn't there. The,
mm-hmm.
the spirit was strong, but the body had wore out. So, and when they get that frustrated, that angry, and that disgusted, then they take it out on the whole world, and they're miserable. And I found that with my mother. She just was miserable. If it wasn't her way and the way she wanted it to be, then it wasn't going to happen. She wasn't going to have people taking care of her. Mm-hmm. So I can identify. Oh, boy, can I identify. With little kids, though, and I have buried two sons, they're used to having mom take care of them. They're used to not being totally on their own or having others dependent on them. And so they don't fight just so bad. But boy, adults do. Big difference. Big difference.
Well, you have the soldiers. It depends, I think, where they are in life. Because mm-hmm. young people, if they're like athletes, you know, playing
yeah.
major league football or basketball
yeah.
or soldiers in war, you know, they come back very traumatized if something happens
right.
to them, if they lose a limb, if they can't run or, you know, do things that they used to do. Oh, yeah,
right.
they fight big time. And they're
yep.
like, whoo.
But they have youth, and so they have that determination. But as we age, that determination, even though it's there, the body isn't going to cooperate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the big difference, too. That's another big difference. So we understand that completely.
Right. And then another, the support group is also for you that you're totally by yourself and you're going through changes and you don't have anyone to talk to. We're here.
That's right.
You know?
You don't have to
not only
sit there
talk to
and...
but to listen. Right.
Yeah.
You call in and if you want to talk for, you know, 30 minutes, we'll just listen and let you talk. You know? We'll
yeah.
give you that platform. But it'll help you heal. If you can unload some of your burden, it will help you heal.
That's right.
Each of us go through different things in life, and you need somebody. No one can say, I don't need anybody. I'm sorry, but you
no,
do.
Yeah, no man is an island unto
right.
himself. And though that's very, very true. Those that feel that want say, I will just leave me alone, just leave me alone. My mother used to say that all the time. Leave me alone, leave me alone. I don't want anybody around me. And I would look at her and wonder, why, what is that all about? I never could figure that out. I guess there was more questions than there were answers. And normally I can pick up where someone's coming from, but that one just did not compute.
She just didn't want to be a burden. She didn't. She never was a burden.
That's right.
And she wasn't about to be one at her age. She like, look,
that's
I took care of myself all this time. I'm not about to hand me over to you now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That is true.
Did you read what I wrote in the book for your mother?
No, my sister did.
Yeah.
I have not
okay.
read the book yet.
Yeah. I can't remember word for word, but it was to the effect that your mother lived. Oh, by her own terms, and she died by her own terms. That's what I...
That's absolutely right. Oh, isn't that right? Yep, she lived on her terms, on her own terms, and she died on her terms, and that's just
yeah.
exactly what happened.
Yeah, but y'all had a really great celebration, and that's what I like now, that you can actually celebrate people.
Right, celebration
yeah.
of life.
Yes, that is really
yep.
nice.
Yep.
Really nice. That is good.
Yep.
So, Shelly, did you say you was going to sing tonight?
Say what? Sing what? Have you lost your mind?
I got you there.
Yeah, really? No, I'm not singing tonight.
I hear it solo here.
Yeah. Nope. No, you're delusional. We're going to put you away. No problem. You don't get out much, do you, Lord Al? You just don't get out much.
Some say I get out too much.
Oh, no. Well, that's not good. Sometimes it's not good at all.
Why? You got to enjoy life, you know.
That is true.
Let it pass you by, you know.
Oh, I know.
You got to get out there and enjoy. And you have to laugh. You know,
that's right.
People a lot of times say, you laugh all the time. You know, why? Would you rather have me cry? And
yeah,
they
or
say,
more
no.
to the point,
so,
you want
okay.
me mean, hateful, and ugly? I can do that too, you know. Which personality do you want? I suffer from multiple personality disorder, and so which personality do you want? I can bring her on.
You're going to make sure they keep walking, huh? You're like,
yep.
Nice uh-huh.
That is right.
That is so right. You know, I'm thinking about what we're talking about, support. I mean, you don't even have to be sick. You need support if you don't have a job, especially if you haven't had a job for a year or two. You
right.
need people to understand that you're trying. It's not that you're not out there trying, because sometimes the job just won't come. And people are like, well, are you looking, you know, or they want to say you're lazy or whatever, you know, think of something negative, and it's just not true. It's
no, that is
true.
Right. That is absolutely
yeah.
right, and especially if you're over 50 and living in the United States, because age
mm-hmm.
discrimination is alive and well in this country, I don't mind telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we understand that completely.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has changed completely. And so we have more stressors and more dogma going on than we ever have in our history, I think. It's just totally changed.
Yeah, because a lot of, that I couldn't believe I was hearing, you're over-experienced, over-qualified.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
Yep.
Thing, isn't it?
You know? Not anymore, because business doesn't want to hire anyone that's over-educated, over-qualified, or over-experienced.
I know.
And because they don't want to pay you that kind of wage. A living wage yeah. just isn't going to happen.
Well, the medical field had to change their tune to that one, because now there's a shortage on nurses again. And and now they're offering what they offered like 40 years ago, a $10,000 bonus for experienced nurses to just sign
yep.
on. Yeah, they're back
yep.
to doing that. So I was like, wow. I said, that happened 40 years ago. I'm telling
yep.
my age now because, you know, I was nursing when that happened. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Are you serious? I said mm-hmm. to my kids, I said, you think I can go back into nursing? They're like,
yeah,
oh,
really.
Mommy.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
But,
and now they're doing it again.
Yes.
Doing it again. But so nowadays, you got all these computers and everything so digital, people are going digital for almost everything they can think of.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, replacing people with robots.
Yeah.
Mechanics.
But they can't do that with nurses. That's the thing. You've got to have
right.
a person for that, you know.
If
I
they
mean,
figure
they
it
have,
out, they will, though.
Well, they have where they dispense meds and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that digitally. You don't have to calculate. Because when I went, I had to learn all the calculations and everything
right.
else, you know.
Yep.
But now you don't. Whatever the doctor
mm-hmm.
orders, it comes up from the pharmacist just like that in their drawer. So things
right.
have changed dramatically, and nurses' notes
unit
are done
dose,
on the
yeah.
Yep, I remember just writing, and my hands would be hurting because I had to write everything. And now you just
yep.
punch everything to the computer. I'm
yep.
like, okay. So they have taken, you know, some jobs, but there's certain jobs they just can't. It needs a human touch.
That's right.
It still needs a human touch, but. And that, again, puts a lot of people out of work, you know?
That's right.
That puts a lot of people, because back in the day, you know, you had the porters with the trays that delivered to each floor. Now they
right.
have these chutes, you know, that come up, you push a button or whatever.
Yep.
You know, so those are people jobs that are taken. There's just so many different jobs that have been
replaced.
Taken now. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's support needed in all walks of life. You know, all walks of life. We're all struggling.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're struggling, you don't want to struggle alone. You know, it's so much easier if you have someone you can just talk to. Because not everybody wants to hear what you have to say. I tell you that straight out. They don't want to hear it. They're like, look, I got my own problems. You know, that's what you'll hear people say. And I don't want to hear yours. You know, and we understand. Yeah, we all have our own problem, but yes, we still need to talk.
And we also can learn from other people's situations. And then all of a sudden the light bulb goes on and you say, oh, you know, I should have added the eight.
Right.
Because then you can talk out, oh, here's a solution. Here's a choice, or here's an option. And sometimes we get too close to the forest and can't see the trees.
That is so true. That is so true.
So,
yep. Or you just can't think because you're so tired.
Or you're so close to it. Yeah. Yep. That is so true.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is something else. Wow.
Very true.
Well, Shelley, it's been a nice evening chatting with you. I enjoyed this chat. I hope that all the callers that are online enjoy the chat. We have a lot of people listening, but they're not saying anything. So, I hope they.
If we touched a life and made a difference, we had a good time. We did something right. We did the right thing. That's what it's all about. You wake up every morning and say, "All I want to do is touch a life and hopefully make a difference." Then I had a good day.
Well, it looks like there's about, about 30 people. So anyway, God bless to each and every one of you that are listening, and I do hope that we shed a little light on you tonight. So
take
until
care.
Next time, bless and good night. Good night.
Good night.